Sunday, 10th October, Dalad Cheshvan, Rabbi Binyamin Shodi, A Bright Start.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I already received a couple of comments that last time I was here, I was only zeicher to half the time that I'm with you today. If you remember, I was a bit late then. These rare occurrences, generally, you know, because they're so rare, people tend to remember them. So hopefully you remember the shir as much as you remember the fact that I came late. We had a very uplifting yontif. We had a very inspirational and uplifting yontif, whichever shul in Northwest London you attend, they were all inspirational. I wasn't there, all of them, but I heard plenty of things from different people. Everyone came out of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, with such a bren, a new eslavus for the year to come. We had our doubts, we had our fears, we still have fears. We don't understand Rebbeinu Shalom, we had a hard year, and we hope that this year will be even better. And we were mispalel, and we did what we could. And now we're in Cheshvan. Now we're settled a little bit more. You know, we've already had over a week since Yontif. We're in the relaxed mode, and hopefully life can get back to normal. No intense Yiddishkeit. You don't have to come to shul for 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. You don't have to stand at Yom Kippur saying Nochmal, Nochmal, Yud Gimel Middos. Life is now a bit more settled. The shaila is, now what? What does Rebbeinu Shalom want from us? So there's no mitzvahs in Chodesh Cheshvan. And even Kislev, one could say, yeah, Kislev is what you do, light the menorah. The truth is you have to wait till almost the last part of Kislev to start lighting the menorah. It's almost Teves, 5 days. So clearly, Chodesh Kislev is not about lighting the menorah. Chodesh Kislev clearly has a hemshift to Cheshvan in terms of what we're actually supposed to be doing in our Avodas Hashem. And there's no mitzvahs. If there's no mitzvahs, it means that we don't need mitzvahs. That's not what needs to enlighten us to be a good yid. There's something else that is there for us to be doing. I'd like to explain this in a bit of detail. What exactly is, and perhaps what can we strike from in these weeks? Seems a bit daunting that we've got a 6 month winter ahead of us, you know, extra month, you know, till the next Yontif is that little bit longer. There's a pasuk in Kehelas, Parak Beis, pasuk Yudalit. Pasuk says, "Hachacham eina b'roshay." The wise person, his eyes, literally means on his head. "V'haksil b'choshech hailech." The fool walks in darkness. Chaim Vital, it's brought down in the Sefer of the Chidah called Lev David in Perek Aleph. He asks a kasha. He says, "I don't understand this pasuk." So if you're going to make a contrast between a chacham and a ksil, pasuk has just got it seemingly wrong. The opposite of roish is not choshech. If the chacham has got his eyes on his head, which is a bit of a funny way of describing the fact that you have eyes, what's the pasuk trying to tell me? Then whatever it is trying to tell me, it should say the fool has got his eyes and his legs, which also doesn't make any sense. Peseder. But whatever it's trying to say, if it's trying to make a comparison or a contrast, then it should make a clear contrast. And if you're going to tell me that the nekudah here is, or the ksil is b'choshech chaylech, we're looking at the fact that he goes in darkness, then say the chacham goes ba'ar. He's got an enlightening day to him because he's a chacham. He understands life. So what's the pasuk trying to tell us? Chaim Vital explains that the pasuk is not telling you where your eyes are. You don't need the pasuk in Kehelas to tell you where your eyes are. People know the eyes are on their heads. Elamai, the pasuk is supposed to be taken not literally. The word roshay here doesn't mean the part of your body. The pasuk is telling us, is setting us a scene. If you want to be hoilech ba'or, The contrast is the Chacham is Holech Ba'ar. The Chacham knows what he's doing, it's all clear, it's enlightening, it's exciting. He's going somewhere, he's got a plan, he's got a goal. And the Excel just drags along. He doesn't have a cheshbon, he just lives. But the reason why the Chacham is able to go in light, the reason why he has this life, this exciting, inspirational life, where every day is with a new Islavis, he gets up in the morning and he's got a cheshek of Eidus Hashem. He does his job, he does his parnasa with Ava, with cheshek, and he says, yes, this is what Bereshai wants from me. He doesn't go with a drag. You know why? Because it's Bereshai. Because it's right from the beginning. Bereshai doesn't mean his head. Bereshai means that he starts his plan from the beginning. He doesn't wake up after a week, after 2 weeks into the year, and he thinks, ah, what's going to be? He has a plan. He plans from the start. He's Eina Bereshai. The Rosh of the year, he applies himself with an attitude that this is what I want to achieve. I'm going to make it happen. He starts his year with a bright start. That's the difference between a Chacham and Excel. Excel turns up randomly. He says, maybe we can make things a bit better, but it's too late. It's more than that. It's not that it's just too late. It's that the Yetzer Hara comes at the beginning of the year. We know that Amalek, Pasuk says, Asher Korcha Baderech. What does it mean, Korcha Baderech? So Rashi brings a mashal that if you have a really, really boiling hot bath, and nobody's going to go in the bath, it's too hot. One clever dick, one over chacham, jumps in the bath, he chills the bath enough that everyone else will be able to experience the geschmackkeit of the bath. Nobody could walk in until one fellow jumps in. It's too hot. One guy jumps in, nah, it's okay. Asher Korcha Baderech means that he chilled Klal Yisrael's Yira in the world. Everyone was scared of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Ribono Shel Olam, is leading them. And we're going to fight them? Does it make sense? They're a hot boiling bath. Nobody can touch them. Amalek said, no, we're going to jump in. We're going to be that Eber Chacham that jumps in the hot bath. Pasuk says, Rishis Goyim Amalek. The Torah describes Amalek as Rishis Goyim. Rishis Goyim means that they have this Maila of Rishis. I mean, it's not really a Maila, it's a Chasaron, but again, to what we're talking about. They have this ability to strike us at the Rishis. They are the that have that Azus to say to Klal Yisrael, we know what you want. We know you're a Chacham. We know your Einav is Bereshai. You want to have a good start. You want to make sure things go off at a good pace from the beginning. We're going to stop that. We're not going to stop that after 3 months. It's too late. We're going to stop it at the Rishis. We're going to shtar you right from the start. That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara knows that if he shtars us from the beginning, then he's got hope. And that's the difference between a Chacham and a Ksil. Because the Ksil didn't apply himself from the beginning with such a strong attitude, then the Yetzer already comes, and then it's too late. One of the Pshatim, and why the Parsha of Kisavai immediately follows the Parsha of Amalek, why do we discuss the Mitzvah Bikurim just after we've discussed the end of Kiseitzah, we've discussed Amalek, seems to be a bit of a strange comparison. We know that the Eimuk Demucha Batayra, but we try to find the Mudim from the Seder of the Parshas in the Torah. So there's another Mahalchim. One of the Mahalchim is, I think one of the Ger Rebbe said it, that the Rishis, this vort, Goyim, Rishis Goyim Amalek, the ability of Amalek is to stir us, is to disturb us from the beginning. How do we fight that? The only way to fight Amalek is by bringing the Paris, which are Rishis, the Rishis of the Paris that grow in Eretz Yisrael. The mitzvah is to bring those Paris and bring them to the Beis HaMikdash. You've got to apply yourself from the beginning in order to fight the Yetzer Hara. Now, one could claim, it's all very nice, say that. So there's a mile of doing this from the beginning. You could say that. When was my beginning? Maybe my beginning was in Tishri. The world didn't start in Cheshvan. The world started in Tishri. I did my tshuva. I did everything that I could. So that was the start. Well, Hakadosh Baruch Hu decided. He decided, I can change it now. So Chassidim will tell you, you've got till Chanukah. You got till Zayis Chanukah to Mahapach Yodin. That's what they say. The Litvishes have a different Mahalach Chaim, and we say, no, after Me'ulay Hashanah Rabbah, but Pashas Yom Kippur. So it's too late. It's all over. What can we do now about it? I'd like to share with you a very inspirational shtickle from the Alter Gate of the Rav, from Tala Rakov Zatzal. He said a very beautiful yesod. It's brought down in Sefer Mishkat Shemen, written by Rav Chaim Kaufman Zatzal from Gate City Shiva Tana. He says a beautiful inspirational word. There's a Gemara in Megillah Chavam Dalev, Gemara in Zvachim also Daf Nun Gimel. Gemara talks about the chelik of Yehuda and the chelik of Binyamin in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Braisa says, Ma hayo b'chalke shal Yehuda? What was in the portion of Yehuda? Harabayas, Halishkais, Fazaris. He got those three things. Umayo b'chalke shal Binyamin. What was Binyamin zeicha to? Ulam, Heichal, and the Kodesh Kadasha. The Gemara tells us a very interesting thing. Gemara says, Ritzua hoysa yitzah. So there was this strip of plot of land. Yoitzas mechalgash of Yehuda. It went out of the chelik of Yehuda. But nechnases bechalgash of Yehuda. So everything looked a little bit disorientated, basically. It was, seemed to be slightly out of order. There was one little strip that went into the chelik of Binyamin, which seemed to look like really should be in Yehuda. Uban mizbeach bonoy. And that ritzua, the mizbeach was built. By Binyamin at tzaddik mitzdael leil b'chol yom leboila. Binyamin had this tremendous tzar. There's one ritzua, only one ritzua. He was bothered by this is my chelek. I've got all these things over here. This little strip over there. It doesn't feel good. Lefichach says the Gemara, zacha Binyamin v'naso ishpizchan l'shchina. He became a shutuf, so to speak, with the Rabbeinu Shlomo himself. A Pirush Rashi, she'orayin b'chalkai. He was zeicha to the Orin. Masha in Zvachim, the Gimel Dalef, asked a very simple question. He said, this Gemara doesn't make any sense, l'chayat to us. Manasha. Why was he mitzdaya? Masha assumes he wasn't mitzdaya for no reason, right? Kids cry for the sake of crying, because they don't understand. They're too young. But Yom wouldn't have stomach cried. Elamai, he already knew that he was going to be zeicher to the Aron. So, if he's going to get it, because there's a nevuah, so why did Akshbrok give it to him? Because he was a mitzvah himself. And had he not been mitzvah himself, he wouldn't have got it. If he's entitled to it, he'll be entitled to it. If he won't, then it doesn't help to be mitzvah. Say to a child, don't cry. You know, yeah, it doesn't help to cry. We don't have any nash left in the house. You ate it all up. So what's the help to cry? So whatever is going to be your chelek, it's going to be your chelek. If it's not, it's not. What's this business that Akshbrok gave it to him? But he gave it to him after he had really a lot of distress. L'chari, he only had the distress because he knew that really he was entitled to it. Sedra Tzala Rakov, from Rode Kuvat, says, sometimes, again, we don't understand the Cheshbon and the Shomala, and we don't know when and what and why, but Amol, the British emphasized that Pazma should be Zeicha to a certain amount of Hashpa, Minamala. Maybe it's in Parnasa, maybe it's in health, maybe it's in Hatzlacha, in his Steiging, in Ruchnius, whatever it is, different areas of life. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that Be'etzem he's zeicha to it, he should get it. But I'm only going to give it to him if he shows me from his own actions that this really is what he's entitled to. It could be he doesn't. It could be he stood there, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and he pleaded, based in Shamalo, please, give me a good year. Could be. And it could even be HaKadosh Baruch Hu was geyser that he should have a good year. It's all sealed. It's geshmak a year ahead. He doesn't know. He's at Yaz Betachin. But the shtah is, it's all geshriven. Everything's going to be good. Panosa, gezur, nachas, bracha, tzlacha, shidduchim. Could he get nachas from his children? Everything is absolutely perfect on that piece of paper in based in Shamalo. Nechtav, la'al telechayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits. And he waits because he wants to see how desperate we are for that to be ours. Did we come to Shul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because that's what we do? Or did we come to Shul Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur because that's who we are in essence, that we actually want a good life? And the similar dava, if you actually wanted it because you really feel it, or because that's the time of year that you ask for things, the similar dava is what you do after Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What you do after Sukkot, when everything's relaxed now. Now what do I do? Do I just continue life as normal? So I'm just hoping for the best. I smell good to me. I daven. Now I can sit back on my armchair, read the paper. Or I did what I had to do. I did my mitzvahs. I was at Mamash Elachid Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. What more do you want from me? HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited for Binyamin to be metzdaya. Yes, it was already Nigzar, Mebeis Shamala with a Nevuah. He's going to get the Orin. He's going to get that Torah, that tremendous Shechina of Kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he only got it, Papayel, when he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is me. He had to be metzdaya. Metzdaya means he had to be Moisa Nefesh, to really feel he was missing something without the Orin. If you feel you're missing something, that this is not you, if I don't have it, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to you. And Sadr Akam said that we don't know when and what, but this is a limit when it comes to wanting things from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever it is. Just because you davened, and you did what you could do at the time, doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be meinei from you, if you actually don't do something which shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's for you. Therefore, what's the ma'isa? What are you supposed to do? You're supposed to not just continue your life. You're supposed to use the chizik that we got from Tishri. You're supposed to use it in the chodesh of Cheshvan. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we daven for then is what we actually not just want now. We're actually going to show you that that's who we are. How do you do that? Can't be samedrish. You come to the bottom of Joshua's bottom Knesia. That's Chazal Megalitas. That's the way to do it. And when we actually do that, maybe it's with a few Kabbalahs more or the Ardenay. Everyone's got their way of their mahalach of how they take the chizuk they got from Shana Mekip and take it weiter. But one nekudah is they've actually got to do something more to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you wanted it more than you did in Erev Rosh Hashanah. And that takes effort. Takes effort. And it's effort which, in each person, individually, how they choose to be in that is up to them. But if you don't do that, Roshay, according to what we're saying now, doesn't just mean a Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't mean you say at the beginning of the year, let's have a good year. It means that this chelek of our personal avodah, that we have to apply ourselves, when does that start? That only starts after Yom Kippur. Only starts in after Sukkot is mitzvahs, where we're a bit fundamental, where we got other mitzvahs, we've got simcha, we're not focused on our day-to-day life. Now is the time, Chodesh Cheshvan, now is the time where we can say HaKadosh Baruch Hu with our avodah, yom, we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I asked for then is what I really want now. Now, there's a few more nekudas over here in terms of what our attitude could be. This week's Shadra, Avraham Avinu, was given an assignment. Given an assignment. Lech lecha, el ha'aretzcha, meladcha, v'savicha, el ha'aretz asher arecha. So there's already a Biskarov. The Biskarov asked a question that's an assignment. You're told by the Baruch Hashem himself, just go. Everything will be good for you. Baruch Hashem himself says that to you. Nobody will think twice. Somebody else says it to you, you'll think, I've got a nice house. It cost me £1 million. I was mummish. I'm part of the furniture over here, Northwest London. This is who I am. So why should I listen to you? Because you're telling me that I'll get a better job there. Who says? Why would I go? But British himself tells you to go. You don't have to be much of a chacham to just go with the flow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you it will be good. What's going on? So Biskarov said that wasn't the sign. The sign wasn't to go. The sign was to go. Kasher dibei lav Hashem. Pasuk says, Avram went, he was Avram at the time, Avram went, kashdir elav Hashem. He didn't go because it appeared to be that he'll be matzliach. He went purely because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to go. That means as far as he was concerned, in the derech hateva, maybe it won't be good. If you just look at the action I'm doing, maybe it won't be good. Who says I'll be better? Ain't some mitzvah divad, I stay here. Stay in Northwest London. Everything's in shvach. Why should I go? He went, Kashdir Lav Hashem. For the Bnei Shayan tells me to go, he went purely Lishma. So one of the Limudim we can learn from that.
We just said, because Hashem told him, it's no Nisoyim.
What did you say?
You just said, because Hashem told him, it's no Nisoyim.
Yeah, but he did it only because the Rabbi Shalom said.
Exactly, so it's not Nisoyim anymore.
Yeah, we promised to. No, why was it not an Nisoyim?
Because
Rav Tanya is going to be good. No, the Kasha wasn't that Rav told to do it, so obviously you should do it. Kasha was that it's not an Nisoyim. Why is it an Nisoyim? Because he's leaving himself. He's leaving everything. He's leaving his culture, right? So the Kasha was, Rav told him to leave your culture. It's not an Nisoyim to leave your culture. The answer is, he didn't perceive it that the tevius of what's going to be is going to be good. He didn't perceive it like that. He wasn't going because he felt good in himself. It's going to be good. He did it. He did it purely because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to do it. He did it lishma. He didn't think about the practicalities of what was happening to him and his change. He did it purely because HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have told him to go to a place where it would be hard of him. He would have done it with exactly the same level of cheshek. It was purely because Rebbe Elisha told him, not because he understood that there would be better for him. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided he should go to a place which is literally down and out. And he'll have to fast all day, won't have any food, won't have any petrol, have to queue out for 3 hours outside Tesco for petrol. Go there because that's what you should do. He did it, Mamush, but people that I know were stressed. There's no petrol, 3 hours, what am I going to do? I should drive my car because I shouldn't continue my life as normal because when is the next time I get petrol? Avraham Avinu wouldn't have thought about that. Akshpoch told him to go, so you go. So it takes, you spend $100 on the road, okay, Akshpoch told you to go. He did it with the same cheshek. But he, whatever the matzav was. Now, this is, Chaim Kaufman says that there's an element of Kedua. Shmuel told him, Ela Oretz Asha'araka. He didn't tell him where. Rashi says, Lo Gile Loi Miyad, Hadarech Miyad, Horetz Miyad. He didn't tell him straight away where. He said, go. Says this is a limit that this avodah that we have to do. We just now explained in Chedesh Cheshma. Be a doer. Shachlish Baruch Hu, this is me. Says person should make cheshbonos of what madriga iruchnius he could possibly achieve. Shouldn't make yourself hasagas and say, what's me? Chelak Gimel Mishdabru. By Pesach, I want to know the whole Chelak Gimel Mishdabru. By Pesach, I want to finish 3 mesechtas. Chaim Kaufman says, we learn from Avraham Avinu, don't tell yourself that ad kan. Don't tell yourself that my hasaga is to know this thing. Because if you say that, you're limiting your ability. Obviously, most people say to you, chayla gimel mishabru, that's major. You can't come Pesach 6 months' time. You know the whole chayla gimel mishabru, the Shabbos, that's unbelievable. It might be unbelievable. But at the end of the day, you've told yourself where you want to go. Just go. Don't tell yourself where. It's an Aretz Asha'araka. The British Shalom will show you where you're going to end up. Well, your Asagas has to be, I want to be the best possible person I can be. How do I do that? Just do it. Just start. Just come to me somehow, Josh. It's not just. Take the serious nefesh. But do it. Shaglish Baruch, this is me. Whatever it is, half an hour a day, an hour a day, whatever it is. You come on doubling on time. But don't tell yourself that I'm doing it because I want to achieve Azoi. Because if I put myself in a box and say, this is what I want to achieve, then you're not going. You're going with a goal. But that goal has been set up by yourself. Hasn't been set up because you don't know what you're capable of. You know that hopefully you have kishreinus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will deal with that. So your avoda, our avoda, for the Chaim Kaufman, is to just be doers. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's got kishreinus. He knows what we're capable of. All he wants us is us to try. The mayach, a person's abilities. The Emma says every single person sitting here. Every person who's not sitting here as well. Everyone's capable of knowing way more than Chelak Gimel Mishabru. Everyone is capable. You got a head. You could use it. If I tell myself this is me and ad kan and this is what I'm happy with, then you're already taking away from your ability of asaga. Now this sounds very, 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 very right. I'm trying to say that we can raise our sogas from the start. Instead of telling us, this is what I'm capable of, we tell ourselves, Ribbono Shel Olam has a whole Torah, and he has a tremendous amount of it available to us. And we have to just say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we want to have a shaychus to it. And the more we apply ourselves, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open up b'chastei v'tuvai, worlds of opportunity. Not only could that, as Machlokes in Rashi and Ramban, the Pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu they'll have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, don't worry, it's not going to be Eliezer, b'ni Yirash Chazer, you're going to have a child. The Pasuk says, the Heaven Bashem Le'ach Shvei Lo'il Estocha. He had a Muna, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mezakeh him. Le'ach Shvei Lo'il Estocha. Oh, so what does it mean, Le'ach Shvei Lo'il Estocha? It's Machlok Dez Rishayna. Between Rashi and the Ramban. One Mahalach is that Rashi learns that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machshev Avraham Zemuna. It's Goyse Zach, Bimarin HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Ramban, that doesn't make any sense. It's Pasha that Avraham Avinu should have a Muna. Why shouldn't you have a Muna? Avraham Avinu, he's been through so much. Has that Goyse Yirei Shemayim? That's Segunesh that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is gonna. The fact that you have a Muna HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's straightforward. That's not a Tzidkus. Maybe for me it's a Tzidkus. I'm a small human being. For me to have a Muna might be a big thing. Avraham Avinu? Says Ramban, that's not the Pshat. The Pshat is that Avraham Avinu was Machshev HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shefa Bracha as a tzedakah. Avraham Avinu didn't perceive what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was giving him, that he was entitled to it. Avraham Avinu was Avraham Avinu. He was a huge, greater person. He'd gone through Nisyonis, and he'd worked on himself. He'd come from a base over the desire. He'd come from nothing. And yet, he didn't say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to give me a son because I'm a tzaddik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving me a son because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind. He didn't perceive it that he's giving it because I'm entitled to it. Now, there's two nekudas over here. One nekuda is that you see how great Avraham Avinu was. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give, not because I'm entitled to it. So Chaim Kaufman says, that if you do it because you're entitled to it, so when your merits don't exist anymore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to you. Avraham Avinu understood that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have limits. And this is very similar to what we were saying before. We learn from here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have limits. If I limit what I'm capable of, in a way I'm limiting the shefa of ruchnius or gashmius that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has available to me. If I give myself a goal, I said adkan, in a way, I'm limiting the Siyat Deshmaya that I can get from the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Siyat Deshmaya is beyond anything. He's capable. It's Vehemev Hashem Vayach Shel Olam. Tzedakah hasn't got an end. Tzedakah is constant. There's no limit to Tzedakah. If you're giving something out of the person being entitled to it, so if he's not entitled to it anymore, you won't give it. Again, because of Tzedakah, it's a pure Shefa of Chesed. Avraham Avinu perceived that. So you see two things. First of all, you see that he felt that he wasn't entitled to it, which is itself a big madriga. And then you see more than that. You see now that he's not entitled to it, you see that HaShpar HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there to the extent, even when I'm not maybe entitled to it, he could still give it. And that could be, that's a tremendous chizuk. Because if you apply yourself and you say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give because he loves me, and he is somebody who, he is a mashpia of chesed, then whatever happens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can still give. Even if whatever happens that I haven't done enough to get it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpia. Just to finish off, that Reb Leib Lapian answers Rashi. Beautiful kasha, Rabban asks on Rashi. What's going on over here? It's a thing that Avraham Avinu has a munah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu perceives it as a righteous that Avraham Avinu has a munah. So Reb Lapian, there's a few rides with this, but just say in very brief, he says that yes, it may be easy now. Avraham Avinu, where he got to at this stage, Itaka was easy for him to have a munah. But it wasn't easy when he was born. It wasn't easy when he grew up. In his early stages, he lived in a base of a desire. Nimrod took him and threw him in the kibbutz on Aish. At that time, he had to be Moisa Nefesh. Rebbe Lapis says a huge chiddush. He says that a person, when he does something which is hard for him, he's Moisa Nefesh, even after it becomes a tendency and it becomes usual for him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him the exact same schar that he gave it to him from when he started up. Because the only reason why it became normal for you, it became a tendency for you, is only because you applied yourself from the beginning with Koshi. So yes, now it was easy for Avraham to have Emunah. Because when it was hard for him, he still did it, even today. And this can all, you know, the Gemara says that La'ilam, a person should say, Masa Yagia, Masai, the Masa Avoisai, Avraham's Chuk V'Yakov, we can learn from here, that Avodah and Chedesh Cheshvan can be months, days, where we say, Kedesh Baruch Hu, whoever I done it for, everyone, personal situation, this is who I am, and I'll show this is who I am. And I won't make hasagas. I know I'm capable of absolutely anything. Now, Kedesh Baruch Hu, Be'ez Hashem, will be mashpia on us, shefa, brocha, v'atzlacha, gezunt, everything, Be'ez Hashem, will be good. I'm going to have his man for